This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Lisa Reed. Episode number 1759 is here. Our topic today is how to get away with murder.
This episode is brought to you by podbot.ai.
Possible transcript. Intro. Welcome to this episode of our podcast, where we will explore the fascinating topic of how to get away with murder. Although we have to warn you that this is not a how-to guide or an endorsement of any illegal or immoral behavior, we believe that understanding the motives, methods, and consequences of murder can help us appreciate the value of life, justice, and ethics. From real-life cases to fictional examples, we will examine some of the most notorious and intriguing instances of murder and analyze what we can learn from them. So, get ready for a gripping and thought-provoking episode.
Body. Firstly, let's look at the concept of murder itself. Generally, murder refers to the intentional killing of another person without any legal justification or excuse. However, this definition depends on the laws and cultures of different countries and eras. For instance, some societies may consider certain forms of killing, such as honor killings, euthanasia, or capital punishment, as morally or legally acceptable, while others may condemn them as murder. Moreover, the motives and methods of murder vary widely, from personal revenge, greed, jealousy, or passion to ideological or political reasons. Therefore, we cannot generalize about all murderers as having the same profile or intentions.
However, in many cases of murder, there are some common patterns or clues that can help investigators or analysts to identify the suspects or motives. For example, the so-called ABCs of murder stand for opportunity, motive, and means. These three elements often coexist in any murder case, although some may be more crucial than others. If someone has the opportunity to kill, meaning they are in proximity to the victim at the time of death, that is the first clue. Motive, the reason someone might have for killing the victim, comes next. Finally, means, which is how a suspect could have committed the murder, wraps up the ABCs of murder. When all three come together, investigators have a much better chance at identifying a murderer.
Another factor to consider in murder cases is the role of technology, both in committing and solving crimes. With the rise of digital devices, forensic science, DNA analysis, and surveillance cameras, murderers have to be more careful and sophisticated in their plans and actions if they want to avoid being caught. Conversely, law enforcement agencies and prosecutors can use these tools to collect evidence, track suspects, and present compelling arguments in court. As the saying goes, the internet never forgets, and this applies to any traces or messages that a suspect might leave online, whether intentionally or accidentally. Therefore, we can say that modern murder cases involve a higher degree of complexity and engagement from all parties involved.
However, as our topic suggests, some people have indeed managed to get away with murder, at least for a while. Perhaps the most famous example of such a person is O.J. Simpson, a former football star and actor who was accused of killing his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman in 1994. Despite overwhelming evidence and a highly publicized trial, Simpson was acquitted of all charges of murder, thanks in part to the skills of his defense team, led by Johnny Cochran, who used the race card, police misconduct, and other factors to sow doubt in the minds of the jurors. Even more than 25 years later, the case remains controversial and divisive, with some people believing that Simpson was framed or innocent, and others convinced that he got away with murder.
Other examples of high-profile murder cases where the suspects have not been convicted or identified include the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963. The disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa in 1975, and the killing of a Dutch student in Aruba in 2005. In some cases, there are conspiracy theories, cover-ups, or lack of evidence that hamper the investigations. In other cases, the murderers may have covered their tracks so well that it seems impossible to prove their guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Whatever the reasons, these cases remind us that not all murders can be solved or punished, and that justice is not always served.
Furthermore, it is important to remember that murder has far-reaching effects on the victims, their families, the society, and the perpetrators themselves. Murder destroys lives, relationships, and communities, and it leaves scars that may never fully heal. No matter how clever or lucky murderers may think they are, they cannot escape the moral and psychological consequences of their actions. Killing another human being is arguably the most extreme and irreversible form of harm that one can do, and it demands a high level of accountability, not only to the laws, but also to the conscience and the humanity. Therefore, we should not glamorize or trivialize murder, but rather confront it with compassion, wisdom, and dignity.
Conclusion.
In this episode, we have explored the topic of how to get away with murder, from the definitions and motives to the clues and consequences. We have seen that murder is a complex and fascinating phenomenon that involves many factors and contexts. We have also seen that, despite some well-known examples of murderers who have not been convicted, murder is a crime that carries heavy costs, both for the victims and the perpetrators. Finally, we have argued that, instead of endorsing or enabling murder, we should acknowledge its gravity and importance, and strive to prevent, investigate, and punish it in fair and responsible ways. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and we hope you have learned something new and valuable.
This was How to Get Away with Murder, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1759. My name is Lisa Reed, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.